We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Well, hi again, everyone. I'm Gen Gen Wynn Sports Director Mark Erne, and we are on the mark this morning with the commissioner of the Atlantic 10 Conference, Bernie McGlade. She is wrapping up her 12th year on the job and, of course, getting set for the Atlantic 10's men's basketball tournament, which is at Barclays Center for the second year in a row and the sixth time in 8 years. It tips off tomorrow, March 11th. It runs through Sunday afternoon. And, Madam Commissioner, it's nice to have you with us. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be here, and we're happy to be in New York and in Brooklyn.
It has really become a pretty exciting season for your entire conference. You've got Dayton ranked number 3, riding the longest winning streak in the country at 20 games after a perfect season in the A-10, 18-0. They're 29-2 overall, and in the running for a top overall seed in the NCAA tournament. How does that make the commissioner feel?
Well, Dayton has had a phenomenal year. It is tough to win games, and to go 18-0 in any major conference in the country is really a mark that they're going to look back on for many, many years. And, you know, for all the basketball fanatics in the New York metropolitan area to see the number 3rd ranked team in the country, and Obi Toppin, who is up for National Player of the Year, is right there from Brooklyn. So it's tremendously exciting. A lot of, energy, not only around Dayton, but around Richmond, who's the number 2 seed coming in. We've got St. Louis. We have Richmond. We have Rhode Island. So it's been a deep, good year in the A-10, and looking forward to see what happens when we tip off tomorrow.
All right, I want to save our local representative for later on. We'll talk about Fordham in just a sec. But what does it mean to the conference to have its crowning event at Barclays Center?
Well, I mean, Barclays Center, everyone knows it's, just one of the premier, if not the premier, NBA facility in the country. We were the very first conference championship to play in Barclays when they opened. And so we really feel a unique partnership with Barclays. They have a phenomenal staff. And again, all of the amenities, the facility itself is second to none in the country. Student athletes love it. Coaches love it. Our fans love it. So it's been really wonderful.
And it really isn't just a local crowd, too. You get folks from all over the conference who come in, right?
Yeah, we have a great following. I mean, of course, the Dayton Flyers have a tremendous following, but the VCU Rams, we've got Fordham from Bronx that come down to Brooklyn, and the George Washington, George Mason, the Philadelphia University. So our attendance has been phenomenal. We've crept and increased attendance every single year. And like I said, the fans just love, most everyone loves coming to New York, and they especially love coming to the Barclays Center. And Brooklyn is, the hot place to be.
Madam Commissioner, you're in a bit of a sticky situation. We all are these days with the coronavirus fears. The MLB and MLS and NBA and NHL locker rooms have been closed off now to all but essential personnel. There are campuses across the country, especially in this area lately, who have been shutting down or, if not canceling classes altogether, moving all of their curricula to online-only delivery. So what kind of contingency plan is in place? Because obviously there are some fears about any possible spread of the virus. There is talk in many of the major leagues about playing, and we have it in international soccer. The Italian Major League has shut down till further notice. There's a big soccer match tomorrow in Paris that is going to be played in front of no spectators. We just got word last night the San Jose Sharks won't be playing any home games for at least the rest of the month. So are there any contingency plans in place to not have spectators in the building?
Well, we've been really working hard to communicate to not only our fans, to the public, to our teams, our administrators, you know, exactly what we have in place. You know, we are scheduled to tip the tournament off on schedule tomorrow. We have a variety of contingency plans in place, but that would certainly only go into effect if there was any other mandate from, say, the NBA that affect the building that we're playing in, i.e. Barclays and or the city of New York. For the most part, we are doing exactly what the CDC, the World Health Organization, and the local health authorities in New York have really outlined in terms of, you know, the mindfulness. We have also eliminated non-essential personnel back of the house. We yesterday were notified, and we were talking about the NHL, which now it's all the major sports franchise that have closed locker rooms to post-games interview. That's one of the things that we're also looking at making that decision, which would be announced later on this afternoon. And so we are being very health conscious. We are going to, you know, take every step day by day. But for right now, we're scheduled completely on track. We have not limited the attendance, as you mentioned. You know, some of the crowd attendance have been limited in the state of California. We have not made any decisions like that. So, you know, we're hoping that everything will go on as scheduled through Sunday's championship.
Well, I appreciate your time this morning, and we will certainly alert our 1010 Wins listening audience to any further developments as far as the contingency plans, if they have to be enacted. Before I let you go, Madam Commissioner, I have to ask, Fordham is the 14th and last seed for the third year in a row. For those in our audience who are either Fordham alum or Rams basketball fans, and they have a storied history, what do we do to get them back on track?
Well, Coach is working really hard to turn the program around. I have all the confidence in the world that their leadership and administration is going to do that. So, you know, they will come in tomorrow. They'll be very competitive, hopefully. You know, they'll have a successful day. But they're an important member to the A-10. And I think that there's no question in my mind that that program's going to turn around and be very successful.
And they have been.
The only thing I would say, too, about our earlier comment is we are keeping all of our fans and everyone updated on our A-10 website. So certainly anyone can go to, you know, the A-10 website, and we are keeping you know, all the fans updated as to the exact championship schedule.
That is Atlantic10.org, and the tournament tips off at Barclays Center. And Madam Commissioner, Fordham will be playing the second game of the matinee doubleheader on Wednesday against GW. The tournament tips off at 1 o'clock with St. Joe's against George Mason. And as you mentioned, anyone who needs further information can go to the conference website, Atlantic10.org. And of course, we'll keep everyone updated too on 1010 Wins and 1010wins.com. Madam Commissioner, thank you for your time this morning. I really do appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks, Mark. Hope to see you at the arena.
I am Mark Ernesti, Atlantic 10 Commissioner Bernadette McGlade, and you're On the Mark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.